Matthew chapter 14. I wanted to say two things. Number one, I do apologize. I'm going on very few hours of sleep here, so if I say something goofy, forgive me in advance. We'll still go through the Bible verse by verse, though, and learn something from God's Word. No need to worry about that. But you are in Matthew chapter 14. You're going to be looking at verses 22 to 32. Verses 22 to 32. The title of today's lesson is Being a Successful Example. If you're taking notes, being a successful example. You see, all of us are an example. And some of us may think, oh, no one really looks up to me. I don't have any friends. Or no one really looks up to me. I'm too young. I'm the youngest in here. Or no one looks up to me. I'm not the best basketball player, or I don't have the highest grades, or I'm not competing in multiple categories in ODACs coming up, or whatever you may think. But each of us is an example to someone. All of us have a sphere of influence. It might be your younger siblings at home. It might be a neighbor. It might be a coworker, those of you who have a job. It might be a classmate in school. It might be someone that you didn't know was watching you. One time I had a guy walk up to me in college, and he knew my name. He's like, hey, Matthew, how are you doing? And I was like, brother. You know, it's nice being at Bible college because, you know, well, at least everyone claims to be saved. So he can pull out the pronouns. And so come to find out, we had played basketball. Temple had played basketball against him in a random tournament. Well, not a random, but the one that we went to California at, his church had came to. He was from, like, Indiana or somewhere around there, and he remembered our team because we had beaten him, and then we had went to do the championship, and then he found out that I was at college, so he looked me up and found my name out, and he knew me, but I had no idea who he was. So, and that sometimes can happen to all of us, where someone found out who you were, maybe they saw you in ODAX, and they were impressed with whatever you were doing, and they kind of look up to you. You've never met them before. You don't know that they're watching you and they're seeing how do you treat your friends? How do you treat authority when they tell you something? You know, are you trying to get away with stuff or are you like following the rules? Are you trying to be an example? All of us have a sphere of influence. How many of you went to Zava Zone yesterday? Raise your hand. All right, so the majority of you, it was a ton of fun. But something that I thought was funny was people would watch other people do something before they tried it. And they try and, like, figure it out. And I saw it happen a couple times. And I'm not going to name any names. But I did it myself. I mean, it's not a bad thing, right? So I was watching. How many of you tried that warped wall? Only. Okay. All right. Maybe a fourth of you or something like that. It was really fun. It took me like five or six tries to get up there. But I was watching other people, and I figured out you don't jump at the bottom. You step up as high as you could. But watching other people before you try something, we set an example for people. People behind you are looking to you. And so I want to look at Peter today. And he didn't start out good, but he finished good. And I want to look at a pivotal moment in his life. There were a couple pivotal moments that Peter had. One was denying Christ, and then he felt really guilty, repented after that. One was this moment. This is the story when he walked on the water. And then another one of Peter's pivotal moments was when Christ said, "Who am I?" And he said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And so he had several pivotal moments. And I want to look at this pivotal moment in his life. And this is one of the things that shaped him into a good example and gave a precedent for him for the rest of his life. And I want to use that as an example for us, how we can be a good example because we have people watching us. So let's go to the Lord in prayer, and then we'll start reading in verse 22. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray you'll give me the words to speak. Lord, please bless your word. I pray that we'll learn from Peter. It's in your holy name I pray. Amen. All right, verse 22. Let's go ahead and read it. And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side while he sent the multitudes away. So they separated. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit," and they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid and began to sink. He cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and saith unto him, "O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" When they were coming to the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped him, saying, "Of a truth, thou art the Son of God." So like I said, this is the story of Peter walking on the water, and we see the circumstances, we see Jesus' answer. But if you're taking notes, the first point of what is in this passage is a serious fear. We see through this that Peter had a serious fear. And this is interesting. Sometimes you can do nothing wrong and something scary happens, right? Because sometimes when you do wrong and you feel guilty, you know you're scared of getting caught. And so you go and you like talk to your parents like, "Hi, how are you?" And you try and act all nice and hope that they don't notice that you're not normally this nice. And what happened? Nothing. There's not a hole in the wall in my bedroom, I promise. You know, like you were doing crazy stuff with your brother, sister, and